Good morning. I'm Lois Toyama, a member of Jikuen Temple in Kalihi and the president of the Hompahongunji Mission of Hawaii Buddhist Women's Associations. I'm privileged to give this talk during the month of April, when BWA members around the world celebrate Lady Ishini and Kakushini, the wife and daughter of Shinran Shonin, the founder of Jodo Shinshu. Ishini Day was established at the World Buddhist Women's Convention in São Paulo, Brazil, in 1978. At the World Buddhist Women's Convention in Japan in 1986, Ishini Day was designated World Peace Day. At the World Convention in 2002, again in São Paulo, Ishini Day was also designated as a day to honor Kakushini. As the Hompahongunji Mission of Hawaii celebrates its 130th anniversary in 2019, our theme and slogan is Embrace Change, Transformation, Walk in Peace. The Buddha said, peace comes from within, do not seek it without. Our spiritual leader, Monshu Kojun Otani of Kyoto, says, world peace must begin with each person. If each of us does not recognize that, then things will never change. Hawaii's Bishop Eric Matsumoto, in the March edition of the Headquarters Update, says that people of Nembutsu who reflect the Dharma are nurtured and contribute towards world peace and harmony through awareness and humility. Both the Honganji and its Buddhist Women's Associations emphasize the fostering of world peace through self-reflection, awareness, and gratitude. The founder of Jodo Shinshu, Shinran Shonin, said, may there be peace in the world, and may the Buddha's teaching spread. When BWA members recite the Buddhist Women's Pledge, they vow to spread the circle of Dharma friends. The occasion of the 130th anniversary of the founding of the Honganji in Hawaii is an opportunity for us to reflect on the history of the Buddhist Women's Association and also to look forward to the next World Buddhist Women's Convention in San Francisco on August 31st and September 1st of this year. The fundraising campaign which the Buddhist Churches of America BWA is conducting to support the convention is called Arigato Oba-chan, or Thank You, Grandmother. BWA members may make a donation to honor their grandmother, another female relative, or a spiritual mentor. The names of the honorees will be written on paper bodhi leaves and displayed at the convention. The nature of this effort shows the high regard and deep appreciation that BWA members have for their ancestors and mentors who have passed down the Buddhist teachings to them. It also highlights the strong role which women play in sharing the Dharma. The Hompahongunji Mission of Hawaii was founded in Honolulu in 1889. That same year, the first bishop of Hawaii, Reverend Honi Satomi, arrived and then organized the first Jodo Shinshu women's organization, the Hawaii Betsuin Fujinkai, in 1898. In 1900, the second bishop, Bishop Imamura, and his wife Kyoko, did much to further the growth of the Fujinkai, now the BWA. At about the same time, Reverend Sato of Kona organized the Buddhist Women's Club, which included members from six temples along the Kona coast. The early 1900s saw the founding of Fujinkai groups on the other islands. This early establishment of BWA units is an indication of their importance to the temple. Temples were closed and BWA units were disbanded during World War II, but as ministers returned to the temples after the war, BWA units were reestablished beginning in 1948. In 1954, the 34 units across the state joined together to form the Hawaii Federation of Hompahongunji Buddhist Women's Associations. This year marks the 65th anniversary of our statewide organization. At the founding of the Federation, the total membership exceeded 7,000 women. That is an overview of the dates of the BWA in Hawaii. On the occasion of the 100th anniversary of the founding of the Honganji in 1988, the book Hosha, A Pictorial History of Jodo Shinshu Women in Hawaii, was published. That book, which is a treasure trove of information and photos of the BWA over its first 100 years, is where I got my historical information. In the book Hosha is also a message by Lady Noriko Otani, who at that time was the president of the Worldwide Buddhist Women's Federation. Her words took me from the facts and figures to what struck me as the essence of the Buddhist Women's Associations. Lady Otani said, quote, Despite the busy days, the warm and intimate talks and conversations that you held at the temples with your friends, with whom you felt no need for reservation, have given you opportunities to return to yourselves. End quote. From the days of the Issei women who often worked on plantations with their babies strapped to their backs, to today's women who are working outside the home or are caring for aging parents or young grandchildren, the BWA has been a place for women to return to themselves. It is a place where they can listen to the teachings and give and receive compassionate support. About 5 years ago, we did a survey of BWA members. When asked why they joined the BWA, the most frequent response was to perform service that would benefit the community. The second most frequent response was that their mothers and grandmothers had been members, and it was important to them to continue that tradition. While many, if not most, of our members are descendants of BWA members and are carrying on that legacy, the Buddhist Women's Association is open to all. One doesn't even have to be a temple member to join. I'm a Haole who came to Hawaii from the mainland 50 years ago. I've been a BWA member for the past 15 years. I'd like to share a little bit of what the BWA has meant to me. About 35 years ago, I had a conversation with Mrs. Tsuge, a member of Hilo Betsuin BWA. Her husband, Reverend Tsuge, was a minister at Hilo. Mrs. Tsuge was interned during World War II. When I asked her what it was like, she said, "The soldiers were very kind to us. They let us cook rice for our meals." I was astounded at her response. I'm still in awe that someone could be in such a negative situation as imprisonment and find things for which to be grateful. She personifies the words of the Buddha, "Peace comes from within, do not seek it without." Being in contact with women who study and live the teachings has had a great impact on my life. Recently, my sister-in-law asked me why I was a member of Jikoen and of the BWA. I responded without even thinking, "I have never felt as loved in my life as I do now." My response surprised her, but it surprised me too. Perhaps, as Lady Otani said, it allows me to return to myself. According to my friend, who is a nurse, two of the factors which lead to a healthy and happy retirement are opportunities for leadership and creativity. Those opportunities, she said, are the hardest to find once we stop working. The BWA offers many ways to exercise leadership and creativity. Many are reluctant to accept leadership positions, but in the BWA, members step up to support leaders. I don't seek out leadership, and I'm not a very organized person, but I find that others willingly offer to help, and I know that I'm not alone. Planning workshops and community service projects allows BWA members to be creative and to work in teams. Educational sessions with Muslim women and on LGBTQ concerns helped us to deepen our understanding, and through that understanding, to promote peace and interconnectedness. Projects to feed the homeless, provide support to women in drug treatment facilities, visit the elderly in care homes, and do blood drives and highway cleanups give us an opportunity to ease the suffering of others. Seminars on the Blue Zone's Guide to Healthy Living and on Treating the Earth with Aloha show us new ways to care for ourselves, our families, and our planet. With our present statewide membership of about 2,000, the Buddhist Women's Association continues to focus on developing or contributing to programs which promote peace in our communities and to share the teachings. This past year, the Hawaii Federation made a contribution to the publication of Leaves of My Heart, a collection of writings by BWA founder Lady Takeko Kujo. That book is now available in our Kyodan bookstore. We also led a fundraising drive in Hawaii in support of a worldwide effort to establish an Ishini Kaukushini Endowed Chair at the Institute of Buddhist Studies in Berkeley. Thanks to generous contributions from around our state, we have exceeded our goal, which will help to spread Buddhist teachings. As we reflect on our history, we also look forward to the future, to attending the World Buddhist Women's Convention this year, where the theme is Live the Nembutsu. And of course, we look forward to welcoming more members.